Cash. There is a proposal to weaken the central banks by using cash in day-to-day transactions. As usual, I agree with the goal, but I don't agree with the methods. Paper currency is just as much a part of the central bank currency system as the digital currency shown on your bank statement. Limiting digital cash and encouraging paper cash is like escaping from the prison cells at the prison exercise yard. Sure, you escape from the cell, but you're still in the prison. When the fiat currency collapses, the paper currency will have the same value as the digital currency. They will both have zero value. Both central bank digital currency and central bank paper currency will be worthless. If you use this constant cash strategy, you're only inconveniencing yourself and others for no real gain. Go ahead and get paper currency from the bank, but use it to buy gold and silver. That gives your precious metal transactions some degree of privacy. Also, start using gold and silver in everyday transactions to the degree possible. When you can walk into a grocery store and buy a loaf of bread for a small silver coin, we will have won. That will restore the monetary value of gold and silver and destroy the central bank monopoly on commerce. Say no to constant cash and yes to constant metal. Say no to central bank financial fantasy and yes to real commerce. Bear in mind that using silver and gold in transactions is frowned on by most so-called authorities in most places. So it's a subject that should be approached with caution. But most fiat currency crashes in recorded history have resulted in a return to the use of gold and silver as currency or backing for currency. We're very likely gonna go there anyway. The sooner we get started, the easier the transition will be for us. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.